A house fire in Alton has claimed the life of an Alton man. Firefighters were called to a structure fire in the city limits. According to reports, 69-year-old Robert Lewis Combs was found inside the home. An investigation into the cause of the origin of the fire is ongoing and is being conducted jointly by the Alton Police Department, Missouri State Fire Marshal's Office, and Oregon County Coroner. A soldier at Fort Leonard Wood was found guilty on Wednesday of murder. 22-year-old Specialist Wooster Rancy is charged with murder in the death of 23-year-old Sergeant Sarah Rogue in 2024. Sergeant Sarah Rogue was reported missing at Fort Leonard Wood. Her body was later found in a dumpster. Specialist Wooster Rancy was arrested. He's charged with murder and obstructing justice in violation of Articles 118 and 131B of the Uniform Code of the Military Justice. The trial now enters the sentencing phase. The trial of a man charged with murder in Baxter County has been continued. 44-year-old Dusty Wheeler was in court on Monday, and his lawyers asked for a continuance because they said additional evidence had become available and they needed more time to check it out. Wheeler's accused of murdering 36-year-old Heather Bradford in June of 2024. The trial is now continued till March the 9th. A man from Theodosia was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Ozark County Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 71-year-old man suffered moderate injuries when his vehicle hit the vehicle driven by a 61-year-old man from Gainesville as it pulled from a private drive. The accident happened on Highway 160 west of MM. The Ozark County Sheriff's Office is reporting three arrests. On January 8th, Deputy Moss and Deputy Ryan responded to an address in Gainesville for a male who was violating an ex parte and threatening the victim. Robert Ritchie was located hiding in a shed on the property where he was restrained from being. After a brief struggle with deputies, he was arrested and booked into jail for a violation of an ex parte, stalking first degree, and harassment first degree. On January 26, Deputy Ryan and Deputy Moss conducted a warrant service for Dustin Wallace of Theodosia for his act of felony warrant. He was located, arrested, and booked into jail. And on the 26th, Deputy Moss and Deputy Ryan conducted a warrant service for Robert Kelly at a residence in Isabella. He was located, arrested, and booked into jail. A woman from Houston, Missouri was arrested by the Highway Patrol Wednesday morning in Howe County. 20-year-old Tabitha Clark was arrested on a Texas County warrant for aggravated assault third degree. She was taken to the Texas County Justice Center. The Highway Patrol reports the arrest of two men in Ripley County late last night. 63-year-old Danny St. Sin of Naylor was arrested on charge of possession of a controlled substance, meth, and two counts of unlawful possession of a firearm. 68-year-old James Yandel of Fairdalen was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance, meth. Both men were taken to Ripley County Jail and placed on 24-hour holds. Wednesday, the Theramamis Spring Rotary met for their weekly meeting. The guest speakers were Rick and Lois Frazier with the West Plains Chapter of Cystic Fibrosis. Lois first talked about what cystic fibrosis is.
Cystic fibrosis is a rare genetic disease that affects mostly the group of Caucasians with European ancestors. CF mainly affects the lungs and the pancreas, but it can also affect the other organs in the body. Symptoms usually appear in the early childhood with a persistent cough, failure to thrive, lots of wheezing, lots of infections, and hospitalizations.
Then later, Rick told us about a big concert coming up to benefit cystic fibrosis.
We have our 38th annual cystic fibrosis concert. It is next month, March the 21st. We have Craig Morgan coming. In the past, we've had Ronnie Millsap. We've had Tracy Lawrence, Sarah Evans, Rodney Atkins, and this year that we have Craig Morgan. When we started this 38 years ago, we went to Bob and asked him if K95 would help us, and they've been with us all 38 years.
Again, that concert coming up in March featuring Craig Morgan. Missourians could face jail time for publicly using marijuana under terms of a bill before the state Senate. The bill, sponsored by Republican Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold, Missouri, would make public pot smoking a misdemeanor, subjecting users to as much as 6 months in jail or a $1,000 fine. Coleman says she thinks pot smoke has become a problem since the state legalized the drug's use in 2022.
There's hardly anywhere you can go that you are not exposed to secondhand smoke since the legalization of marijuana.
Nationally, civil rights organizations criticize criminalizing marijuana, saying enforcement disproportionately affects people of color. The state's constitutional amendment says it's legal for anyone 21 and over to use or consume marijuana.